Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. By now, you've heard about the car accident that's going to sideline Kyle Shanahan for part of training camp. Yesterday, as the Niners held their first practice without their fearless leader, assistant head coach Chris Forster was the man in charge, and he explained how things would work in Kyle's absence.
It's really a group thing, you know, and the title puts me in this position, and I was very, you know, grateful that John and Kyle felt, you know, some of the things I could take the lead on, like this right here. But there's other things, you know. For example, you know, our team meetings, instead of me running every team meeting, we'll split up an offense and defense, and Raheem and Clay will do things. We'll have some team meetings where maybe other people lead. Maybe we'll have Boyer lead one and cover different things. Kyle is one of the greatest things he does is how he leads a team meeting and talks football, teaches the team football, teaches the team everything, you know, and that's going to be more of a group effort than ever. It's not going to all fall on me. So, you know, as far as certain things, we'll all take a piece of, and that's how this thing's going to be done. So truly, when John said what the release said, you know, that listed my name, but then said it's going to be done with all the assistants.
Shanahan himself did appear on the field for about 30 minutes with a cast on his left hand and sunglasses hiding black eyes from his broken nose. Players greeted him and complimented him on his disguise. As far as stepping away, Forster said Shanahan did give him some advice.
Kyle came off and goes, do what you want to do. And if you don't want to do it, delegate it. So it worked pretty well. But we have such a strong, you know, this thing, one of the benefits of being here as long as we have been is the thing has been set up very, very well.
Everything obviously depends on how quickly Kyle can return from the concussion, but multiple players from Fred Warner to Trent Williams are stepping up to keep everything on the rails while Shanahan recovers. Beyond that accident, and I know that phrase is doing a lot of work, we did get a couple of interesting comments from those two players, though. Here was Trent Williams talking about Nick Bosa.
I see him every day. I couldn't even tell that he had an injury or he came back from anything. You know, most people with a knee injury, that's catastrophic. You know, you come back, you can see something, right? You know, you can see it in the atrophy, in the muscle, in the legs. You can see something. I mean, Bosa looks better than he did before I seen him last year. So, I mean, before he got hurt last year.
We all know the drill by now. It's day one. There's a long way to go, of course. But Bosa bouncing back quickly is arguably the most important key to this defense making a leap this season. And speaking of that defense, Fred Warner says we can expect some new wrinkles under Raheem Morris.
We've definitely installed some new things, some new looks, obviously for the past, 8 years or however long Trent's been here, for sure. It's been very similar system, different similar looks with the four down front, and now we're having some of that five down looks, different coverages and things of that sort. And so it's new for all of us. We all got to learn on my end, and obviously for them, they can't just be like, oh, I know exactly what they're running. Let's just book it up. So it's just great for competition and for everybody getting better out there during this time.
The Niners never want to give too much away in a press conference, but you don't hire Raheem Morris unless you want more variability and more flexibility in your defensive scheme. And it's good to hear that the Niners are switching things up at least a little bit this season. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Monday, The Athletic was actually able to reach Brandon Ayuk for comment about his future on Friday. If you want to read what he had to say, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. We all know the San Francisco 49ers are incapable of doing any football activities without somebody getting hurt. And here is yesterday's injury report. Cornerback Nate Hobbs was the only player not participating in practice that was not on the physically unable to perform list. Backup left tackle Vidarian Lowe injured his ankle and limped off the field. Wide receiver Christian Kirk walked off the field with a trainer halfway through practice and did not return. Chris Forster also said he's not going to run through the injuries the way Kyle Shanahan usually does, so we might not get as much info as we're used to, at least early on in training camp. One thing you might have missed, some very early position battles have begun to take shape. Connor Colby is getting the first crack at left guard. He and Robert Jones are the top contenders for that spot. Nick Martin was in with the starters at linebacker yesterday. Good to see, as most of his year last year was wiped out due to a serious concussion. At safety, Marquise Siegel and Jair Brown were first up, with Malik Mustafa rotating in. And at running back, Jordan James appears to be the next man up behind Christian McCaffrey, with Kalen Black and Patrick Taylor Jr. after that. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Need that first tackle in, I don't know, training camp or preseason, just to get that confidence, like, all right, I'm back.
No, tackling, that's like riding a bike. You just run through their face.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.